If the season of Lent has interrupted your routine, you're going in the right direction. Friday night, I went to visit a few friends and got ready for dinner, and they were all excited. They got some salmon. They were going to grill some salmon. We were all set for Lent, and everything seemed to be in order until they brought out these, I don't know if you ever had them, the jalapeno poppers, and they're wrapped with a certain particular meat. Bacon. And it's usually one of my favorite appetizers, which is probably why they prepared it. One of the reasons. They loved it too. And we're there and say, something's wrong with this picture. Lent is meant to interrupt our regular routine. Lent is meant to focus us in a different direction. Definitely, many of you have a daily prayer life. Many of you are desiring to be His disciples. Many of us come to Mass and encounter the Lord. But even how much more is God calling us to serve Him, to know Him, to love Him with everything that we have? Maybe each of us have not given up everything to follow the Lord. So how much in the season of Lent can we desire to give up, to stretch, and in some sense to find some irritation, some struggles with being patient, struggles with change, and to realize what the change and the purpose is for. Again, to bring us into a deeper reliance, a deeper trust. We want to make some room in our heart that the Lord can dwell there even more. But we recognize that we have to remove some things, and it's okay to remove particular things because of He who wants to reside there. And really, this is kind of that key. Jesus, after He was baptized, was brought by the Holy Spirit into the desert. And for 40 days, He fasted. But in those 40 days, He was with God His Father. So you just imagine that just as though He must have fasted from a lot of things that His body desired and wanted and even needed, He was with His Heavenly Father for those 40 days. That even to the point that when He was the weakest, after those 40 days, His vision and goal and mission were very clear. To the point that He was able, even in the weakest moment, to be able to resist the temptation of the evil one. Maybe for us, maybe even to reflect. And again, we don't have to worry about exactly how it will happen, but after these 40 days of Lent, how might we be tempted? After we enter into this time of purification and interruption of our own routines, changing particular how we do particular things, resisting not to enter into some of the stuff that we gave up, or not resisting the extra things that we decided to enter into this season of Lent. After 40 days, hopefully this time of fasting, of almsgiving, and prayer, even though you might be weak, will also be strong in your mission and the goal that God is calling you to, which is to be with Him in heaven, which might be to love Him first and foremost in your life, which might be for you to love your neighbor. So hopefully you will find how even fasting and almsgiving and prayer will help us in other areas of our own life that many times we might not even imagine. That by actually giving up of something that we enjoy might help us in listening to other people whom we might at times not listen to. Maybe to trust more in our spouse or our children. Maybe even to help us to recognize the importance of Mass and of daily prayer and of engaging God in our daily routine. Hopefully recognizing that He is present with you and that He will not leave us. So if you find yourself being irritated, I encourage you to take that to the Lord. It's a beautiful opportunity to reflect upon these particular encounters during this season of Lent. Even myself, it's amazing. Each year, I continue to grow and learn on particular things as well. And how funny, for myself at least, how I justify things. I remember one time I gave up sweets for Lent, and then it was somebody's birthday, Then it was like, oh, well, you know, I can't not eat cake and support them during their birthday. Or how funny, is it funny how that temptation, those bigger voices kind of creep in on particular things. If they made this just for me, I can't say no to it. Or even too, I was with my family once and I had given up coffee, which I enjoy in the morning. And my parents were rather surprised that they made a nice big pot of coffee and we're going to sit down and eat and enjoy breakfast. And I wasn't drinking coffee. It was amazing how that seemed to irritate them and to bother them, that maybe they weren't taking care of me, or that I was not resisting what they were giving to me, or that I didn't. And so it's funny. We laugh at these particular things, but it's really true. And hopefully you're laughing because you've experienced these things as well. And it's funny how we resist and look and struggle with these things, and how we go back and forth in our own minds of, how can I get around this? Uncomfortableness, awkwardness, of being interrupted. And really help us to really kind of focus how much sometimes we are really rooted in our daily routine of this world that we live in. How can we root our lives only in Christ? How can we, this season of Lent, move our identity, where we find trust and comfort, is rooted in Christ, which is so beautifully stated in that second reading. If you need something that you can read every day during the season of Lent, go to that second reading by St. Paul. It says, if you profess the Lord with your lips, and He is in your heart, and He is your Savior, you will be saved. I hope and I pray that the season of Lent moves you, that you would completely desire to speak the words of Jesus Christ, that He is your Savior, and that everything you do is for Him, and that your heart is completely His. Your heart is in this world, but it doesn't belong to this world. It's not dictated by this world. It is dictated and driven by our identity, our relationship, our love of Christ. How during this season of Lent can you be more rooted in our faith, in God's love for you, the idea that He will protect you, that you will still be alive after you resist that cake or that cup of coffee, He will still be with you after you pray that extra rosary, or after you go to daily Mass once a week, or come to Mass all 6 Sundays during the season of Lent, or whatever it might be at the adoration hour, that He is going to be with you in whatever you desire to do this season of Lent. And I hope that you begin to recognize that that's really what your heart desires. Maybe not so much the idea that you're giving something up, that you're fasting, but that you're actually giving more of your heart, of your intention, and of your life to the Savior Jesus Christ. That hopefully the season of Lent after these season of Easter begins in these 40 days, that even though we might be the weakest because we've been going through this change and conversion, this transformation, that hopefully even more clearly, as Jesus did, we can speak of who we belong to, of whom we follow, of whom we trust, and whom our heart truly desires to spend eternity with. And so I hope that you take some time just to maybe reflect on a sense of almsgiving, a sense of prayer, and of fasting. How is the Lord calling you to fast a little bit during this season of Lent? And I encourage you to reflect with your family, maybe daily or weekly. How's your fasting going? Where have you struggled? Where have you succeeded? Very beautifully to be able to share those moments and support each other in fellowship as we together go through this season of Lent. Also to pray a little bit. We passed out devotionals for a 40-day devotional by Bishop Robert Barron. Or maybe there's so many great options out there. How is the Lord desiring to deepen you into a little bit more prayer in your own daily life? Start small, but desire to make that time for Him each day. And even in that sense of almsgiving. Maybe you've desired to put a little bit of coins in the particular boxes that we've passed out throughout the season of Lent for missionary work throughout the Diocese of Austin. Maybe you are tithing here to St. Helens or other charities. How maybe is the Lord calling you to bump that up, maybe $1 or $5? Or maybe you're not necessarily tithing and don't necessarily know where to start. very beautifully. Maybe just look to see your 40-hour work week. What do you get paid for 1 hour of work a week? And maybe your almsgiving throughout the season of Lent can be giving 1 hour of work to God each week. So if it's $15 or if it's $20 or $30 that you make for 1 hour of work a week, give that to the Lord each Sunday. How is the Lord calling you to stretch, to change a little bit, that you may make more room for Him, that your heart truly desires to be with?